Going Linux, Episode 13, Getting Updates and Installing Software, An Introduction. Welcome to the Going Linux Podcast. I'm your host, Larry Bushy. Going Linux is a podcast for computer users who just want to use Linux to get things done. Maybe you're new to Linux. Maybe you're just now moving to Linux, or maybe you're just thinking about going Linux. No matter what your situation, this podcast is for you. Here, we provide you with practical day-to-day advice on how to use the Linux operating system. Our goal is to help make the Linux experience easy for you. As usual, during the user experience episodes of Going Linux, we take 2 months to cover a topic in depth. During the first month, we have a general introduction to the topic, covering areas of interest to switchers to Linux. And in month two, we cover the topic from more advanced perspectives for users of Linux trying to build their confidence and competence with the operating system. Between user experience episodes, we have listener feedback, where we answer listener questions and provide additional information on using Linux. Our email address for your feedback is goinglinux@gmail.com, and our website is goinglinux.com, where you'll find show notes, articles, information, and detailed instructions with screenshots. In today's podcast, how to get updates in Linux, how to install new software packages, and how to get new applications, finding what you want, and installing stuff. In this episode, you will learn some things that will help you new users to gain the understanding and confidence you need to adjust to using the operating system and to help you use Linux to get things done. You may have noticed there are thousands of free software applications available for installation on Linux, way too many to be included when you first install any version of Linux. In fact, one of the key differences between the different Linux versions, or distributions as they're called, is which software comes pre-installed. The creators of Linux distributions normally make all of that free software available in what might be considered an online store of free software, an online free package repository. We'll use the verbal shorthand package repositories, or simply repositories, during this episode. The concept of software repositories is likely not all that familiar to users switching from Windows, since you normally have to go to a store or go online and purchase new software for Microsoft's operating system. With Linux, almost everything that's available and tested for a specific distribution of Linux is available in the online repositories for that distribution. In our last episode, I mentioned that the selection of software is often so large that it's intimidating and overwhelming. Falco Timme has created some how-to articles that outline his ideal configurations of various distributions and walks you through everything from installing the Linux operating system through to installing some very specific and useful software. Check the show notes for episode 12. For links to Falco's tutorials. In this episode of Going Linux, I'll be talking about how to find some Linux repositories and how to install some of the basic software contained in those repositories. Unlike various shareware websites for Windows add-ons, software repositories for Linux are managed, maintained, and updated by the Linux distribution itself, and contain almost all of the full-featured free and open-source software that's been tested for installation on that particular distribution. And unlike some of the free software you may download for Microsoft's operating system, the software in Linux repositories won't put spyware or viruses on your computer. Okay, so there's lots of software available for Linux, and it's easy to install. At this point, you may be wondering, how do I get software updates? And how do I know that I have the latest version and security patches for the software that's already installed on my Linux machine? Many versions of Linux provide a software update utility that runs in the background. The updater is part of the package management system. It checks periodically to see if there are any updates for the Linux operating system itself or for any of the applications you've installed from those repositories. All you have to do is pay attention to the system tray. That's usually the panel in the area near the clock. Most updaters indicate that there's new software available by either showing an icon that wasn't there before or by changing the appearance of the icon for the updater itself. If you hover your mouse over the icon, it will show a pop-up that tells you whether there are new updates available. For example, Ubuntu and Kubuntu normally don't show the updater icon unless there's an update available. Then the icon appears. In Kubuntu, the icon is a yellow package box and a red triangle. In OpenSUSE, the updater icon is always displayed. Normally, the icon is the circular face of a green lizard or gecko smiling away. When there's an update available, the icon changes to a solid red ball, indicating that updates are available. Just click or double-click, depending on your distribution, on the updater icon and follow the instructions on the screen to install the updates. You'll be asked for your password somewhere along the line, so enter that and away you go. By the way, I have to be upfront about this. Whether you're installing new software or simply applying an update, there's something about Linux that you will just have to get used to. You don't have to reboot your computer every time you install something. That's right, you just install it and keep on computing. The only exception is when installing a new version of the Linux kernel. Then, since you're replacing the heart of the system, or maybe more accurately, the brain of the system, you need to restart the computer in order for it to begin using the new kernel. As a reminder, in the Linux world, software packages are often referred to simply as packages. Once installed, they are usually simply referred to as applications or software. In the case of Windows software, it's actually bundled for installation in a package that includes an installer program. Linux, on the other hand, uses a package manager supplied as part of the operating system that automates the process of installing software packages from the repositories. Most newbie-friendly Linux distributions like FreeSpire, OpenSUSE, and Ubuntu and its variants provide a graphical package manager. All distributions allow you to install packages from the command line. For this introductory episode, we'll be discussing only the graphical methods. In this episode, I'll describe how to search for packages and how to install them. Two episodes from now, in the advanced episode on this topic, we'll be describing how to add additional repositories for your package manager so you can find even more software. It's possible to install software that's not in the repositories, but you could easily run into installation troubles you don't expect. As a result, it's definitely preferable to install from a repository wherever possible. I'll include a link in the show notes to an article with some links to information about using repositories for some of the more popular newbie-friendly distributions, FreeSpire, Kubuntu, OpenSUSE, and so on. Installing packages from repositories. Serge and I covered these steps in episode 3 of Going Linux when discussing browser plugins, but it bears repeating now. Let's first consider the example of installing Firefox on Kubuntu. This is something you might want to do since Kubuntu, unlike Ubuntu, doesn't come pre-installed with Firefox. Kubuntu uses the Adept package manager for installing new software packages. Adept is usually available in Kubuntu's K-menu in the System selection. After launching Adept, you'll be able to search by name or description for the application you want to install. Type the word Firefox into the search field and press the Enter key on the keyboard. The list of packages will be filtered to include only those that relate in some way to Firefox. They include the browser itself, plugins, and other options. The main Firefox package is named simply Firefox. Right-click on that package and choose Request Install from the menu. Click the Apply Changes icon in the toolbar and your installation begins. When the installation completes, you'll be back at the Package Manager with a Firefox package flagged as installed. Just close the Package Manager and begin using Firefox. Remember, no rebooting is required. As we've mentioned before, FreeSpire uses the Click and Run tool to automate the installation process. There's a Click and Run, or CNR, icon on your FreeSpire desktop that walks you through it. To find software in the CNR warehouse, launch the green CNR icon. In the window that opens, select the CNR Warehouse tab. Click the icons in the left menu to browse and search for software. Search by name or by description for the application that you want to install. To install the package you want, click the green Running Man icon. This will download and install it on your computer. For our third and last example, let's describe how to install the audio recording package Audacity on OpenSUSE. The package manager used by OpenSUSE is called YAST. YAST is an acronym that stands for Yet Another System Tool. You'll find YAST bearing the description Control Center in OpenSUSE's K menu under the System selection. After opening YAST, select the icon for Software Management. From the drop-down labeled Filter, select Search if it's not already selected. Type the name of the package you need into the search field. In this case, type Audacity. It's spelled Audacity. And click the Search button. Right-click the package named Audacity and choose Install. Finally, click the Accept button in the lower right of the window to complete your installation. So now, as a result of listening to this episode of Going Linux, you'll know that to install new software on your Linux computer, you look in the software package repositories for your Linux distribution. You use your distribution's package manager to do that. You can search for whatever software it is that you're interested in and easily install it from there. You also know how to use your distribution's software package updater to install security patches and software upgrades, as well as upgrades to the operating system itself. All of this for free. And we've also given you some step-by-step examples of how to install some software packages using three examples of Linux distributions. In our next episode, the first episode of next month, listener feedback. In our next user experience episode later that month, the advanced version of finding and installing additional Linux software. In our next episode, I hope to be able to make a special announcement about some changes to the format of the show, and I'm looking forward to sharing that information with you. In the meantime, visit our show notes at goinglinux.com for more information and detailed instructions. If you have comments, questions, and suggestions, send them by email to goinglinux@gmail.com. You can also send us an audio comment, and we'll play it on the next listener feedback episode. Subscribe to the podcast if you want to get future episodes delivered automatically. Instructions are on the website. Thanks for listening. Music provided by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.